Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well. How are you? Oh, I'm in Lake Tahoe having a good time, and it's fun, and... Oh, by the way, that episode where Andy Kindler sat in and guest hosted the Todd Glass Show is finally up. They said it was up. I mean, I said it was up. But then I messed up. But now it's up. Now it is up on my site. On my, on the Todd Glass Show, whatever. And it's funny. I mean, if it made John Brand Wagner fall backwards out of his chair, I think it's pretty funny. So there you go. Oh, by the way, my, High Court with Doug Benson was on last night, Thursday. Always appreciate if you throw some love and at the people over at the High Court or Doug Benson. It really helps. Because otherwise Doug forgets about me. And me and Eric Olson and Dr. Kevin Sousa, I think it's still almost Dr. Kevin Sousa, I'm not sure, did a show which will drop on Monday. And there's that. I think I'm not going to be yelling as much anymore when I'm talking about social issues, which I will talk about on another episode, not on the opening of this one. All right, maybe I'll split the difference. So that's it. You're good? Oh, boy. Boy. All right, this is going to be a short opening. This is... What show is this? I get confused. This was the after show that we did after Graham Elwood left last week. This is that family show. So we hope you enjoy it. It was fun. You're great. I love you. You're special. And enjoy the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
So somebody sent me... I think it's their elementary school singing a song that I like. Oh, so adorable. Nicely done. Ready for verse two? I don't know why they do that. That ruins it. These kids are... What do we do? Aww.
And then we feather back to the show. We feather back to the show.
Who sent that?
We are feathering back to the show. Now we're feathering back to the show. This is going to be the smoothest show ever. Back to the talking. So I want to say that last week, after they left, we just said this. We go, we hope we know that we loved having them here because Cameron was here from
Computer Kings
with a K. Leo was here. And they really did, a great job on my website. Like, mm-hmm. They didn't just make it better. Like I said, I appreciated it. Because someone could take that and not do what you're thinking, and you have an idea, and then they do it. But I looked at it, I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted. So we just did a late show, and then we sort of said goodbye to everybody, just because I guess to have a different energy in the room. But they were great. They were really great. I hope they knew that. That was the point of what I was saying. They didn't feel like, hey, why didn't we stick around? You know what I mean? Because I just wanted to change the energy in the room. But they were great. They got it. They get all the jokes. God bless them. I know they're listening. That's why I want them to feel blessed. I think one of them stole a few bucks from my wallet. I didn't know how to bring it up. Look at this. Can I tell you something? Somebody gave this to me after the show. If they only knew how much I loved it. And you know who you are, because they also gave me a really cool piece of artwork. And then the one guy gave me this whistle and this bell. And I'm like,
slide whistle, right? Is that what that's called?
How about our new character on our show, Slide Whistle Willie? He only talks through the slide whistle.
Jingle?
Well, hold on, Bell Joe. there you go. Leave it to Eric Olson to give you homework.
He's got all the information he needs about Slide Whistle Willie.
Yeah, look at this. So anyway, this is me doing it now, but later we're going to introduce a character. It's going to be Slide Whistle Willie. It could be Slide Whistle Brian. Why does it have to
be? Slide Whistle Leslie.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Wow. We're so advanced. It's freaking people the fuck out. Anywho.
Well, I mean, that's like a legitimate thing that I do. Like, I...
So anyway, not to interrupt. This is my interrupt whistle. If you're ever at a party and you don't know how to get a word in, be a guy talking a lot and I can't get a word in and I have to use my interrupt whistle.
So I mean, that's why they say stocks are just such a volatile thing that you have to invest in. And at the end of the day, I talk to my broker and he just tells me like a long-term investment is just the right thing to do at this state. And
Well, I always thought that if the economy yielded what the actual, it's just an interrupt whistle. You'll use it when you can't get a word in edgewise. The interrupt whistle. Hey, kids, it's time for bed. Anyway. Well, I guess I got high.
I did, too.
We're not fucking around. Well, that last time we go, what do we got to do to get high around here? Hey, what do I got to do to get high around here, you know? I'll tell you, I don't know what to do. I want to get high. Who do I got to talk to get high around here? I'll tell you, I want to be high. Hello, hey. Ho. Hey.
Hey.
Ho.
Hey, what
I'll tell you, my mother, she wanted to be able to hey.
Hey, what are we in the Caddyshack? Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, my mother, she interested in what I to say.
Hey, what do I need to do? Go back to school.
Hey, a pasta vavu.
I took a turn in Albuquerque, and then I end up in my wife's kitchen. Oh.
Hey. Hey, I heard you hinga 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 hinga. Who needs jokes when you can just do that?
A bing-a-ding with a ding-a-ding.
A bing-a-ding. A bing-a-ding ding-ding-ding. It's enjoyable. People are liking this more than these jokes.
A bing-bong.
Bing-bong, bing-bong, bing-bing-bing, bing-bing-bing-bing, bong-bong-bong. There's my comedy. I hope you enjoy it.
James
Adomian is eating his own liver right now with a fork. He can't take that we do more. Now we do sound effects. He's like, you guys. He's so angry. Why can't he control his anger? So anyway, this they give me a piece of artwork and this slide whistle and this bell. And I fucking love it. And I want you to email me your email. because I wanted to thank you, and your email was not on anything that you had given me. So, but this slide whistle, oh my God, it's so great. Don't think I'm not using this in every city I go to. I'm going to ask the bands to have these. My jokes need a lot of work. Hava Nagila. Hava Natadala. It's the Todd Glass Show.
This is the Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show. Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show.
It's the after show.
Over there, it's Aristotle.
He's not here, but my friend Connor's sitting in doing the sound.
Because it is a real show, and he is a real producer. Aristotle sits behind a glass wall. And there is Eric Olson. Eric Olson. Eric Olson. Eric Olson.
We're all pointing
to say his name a lot.
Hey!
Shalom to Jingle Joe. He lives up in Portland, so he's not with us in the studio, but he does all the music for the Todd Glass Show. Why won't Joe move down here? That's none of your goddamn business. Then there is John Brand Wagner.
What?
He does the soundboard. He's young, but does a great job. Gotta mention Duncan Carey does a bit of everything, and so I'm gonna mention Duncan Carey once more. Let us not forget good old Johnny Colorado does the intros and the outros. If we're lucky, Dave will show up.
Hi, Johnny.
Or JJ will bring his trumpet. Get on up, dance around on the Todd Glass Show. Oi!
A talent?
Yeah.
That was not the worst, was it? It was the worst. I mean, forget about the pitch of this god-awful thing, but my blowing abilities. I wish I was kidding. I actually thought that sounded good at my bare of my soul. Well, I thought I found the rhythm sometimes. I was like, no, maybe not.
It's a little different without the music.
Oh, God, you're right. Anyway, I apologize. At least I'm a man of my word. I thought that there was something appealing about it. And by the way, I'm sorry to make you listen to it, but I wouldn't have unless we had this soul-bearing moment at the end of it, where I actually did. Carlin, I thought it was too loud. Like, I was the whistle, I thought, it's too high-pitched. But my ability to make the notes were pretty good, and I'm learning that that's
I want to do the scene where the LA Philharmonic's playing, and then you just come out for your solo over top of it, just really getting into it.
Well, I always thought.
Whistle.
By the way, I once wanted a. I used to have a bit where. Never mind. Eric Olson's back.
Let's do that.
What?
Play with an orchestra, real quick.
Yeah, play.
Oh, you want me to
slide whistle with an orchestra?
Well, okay, no, now
you're
I'm thinking twice about
wrong.
It.
You're not wrong, though. You're playing with the right energy. That's what makes it so,
it's
like,
just that the
enjoyable.
Instrument doesn't
yeah,
match
the instrument.
That.
The instrument.
I thought I was
silly.
Literally mocking Hava Nagila Hava, but how could I be? Because I was thinking you're just going, you know, putting the wind either way with no rhyme or reason. So how could it be perfectly right? I thought to myself, but then I thought, well, it does sound pretty good. But then I thought the
financial.
What was wrong? I've never heard it. That's something bad when that happens. On a show that gets talked about. Okay, there was obviously, ladies and gentlemen, a mess up. John Brand Wagner played a clip over another clip. If these accidents keep happening again, what's going to happen to the Todd Glass Show? Is he drinking?
He was finding something on
YouTube.
Was
finding
was
something, and then it was a commercial, and then there was mayhem in the studio. Duncan got down on the ground because he was afraid that there was a threat in the area.
Oh, financial.
Okay, what were you looking for? What's this?
Now you play along.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a special solo.
On the slide whistle.
On the slide whistle.
Sure.
Mr. Todd Glass.
Can I have reverb, please? Well, now this is hard. Well, hold on. Let me try to listen. I'm going to try to go with it. I don't know this song, by the way, but I'm going to try. Hold on. That
sounded beautiful.
No, I think it. Well, it's a little high pitched, but I can't control that. Oh, are you serious?
Bravo, oh, they're throwing flowers at him.
Thank you very much. Slide whistle days are just beginning, America.
There's hundreds of roses being thrown at you.
Thank you very much. Anyway, the slide whistle, I hope you would know you gave it to me. Otherwise, you'd have a problem. If someone's going, oh, I wonder who gave him that slide whistle, and it was the person that gave it to me. Thank you for turning that reverb off. Very professional. Very professional. Sure, I know what I'm doing. I mean, I do.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, 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 yellow, green, red, blue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, this is hey, you know what Henry I heard? Phillips singing instructor.
Yeah, this is Henry Phillips singing. Here's what I heard. I heard that somebody, get ready to play this, was in a bad mood, and they listened to the show because they hoped it would get them out of their funk, and then they're like, oh, really, you hoped it would get you out of your funk? Did you hear about these people? They listen to the show, and then they think, oh, is the show going to be able to get me silly? What do you think we're going to do?
Oh, we'll get them silly.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, blue.
Oh, no, you're going, this isn't going to do it, Todd. Oh, all I ask you to do is listen for 3 minutes.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, red.
Oh, come on.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, red. Blend them up and what do you get? Cerise, chartreuse, and aqua.
Come on.
Mauve, beige, and ultramarine.
Oh, wait, whoa. Start it over. Oh, you're admitting that, okay, someone is, there are people going, no, it broke me. But you're going, no, I'm not aggressive, I'm just saying. You didn't put did it, Todd. It's a song. I get it. It's cute, but it's not gonna throw me into a giggling fit. Oh no.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow.
I want you to picture bursts of flavors coming out every time. Blue. Picture a puff of blue. It's you're in a room that with this duck singing, and there's
imagine
just
what they're saying.
There's just blue and purples bursting everywhere, and you're in the middle of it, and.
And
there's all the hamburgers and french fries you can eat. Now picture.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, 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 yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, red. Blend them up and what do you get? Cerise, chartreuse and aqua, mauve, beige and ultramarine and every color in between.
Eating a hamburger?
No, really?
Yeah.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red,
what?
Red, red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, red. Blend them up and what do you get? Cerise, chartreuse and aqua, mauve, beige and ultramarine and every color in between. Yes, du weißt und in Bauau color has its harmony and just like I have said. Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, blue. Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, red.
Remember those infamous words? If you're having fun, we're having fun. Well, keep that in mind when shit like that happens. Because I was having a ball. I only hope you were having as much fun as me. I only can wish that you were in the silly place that I was in listening to that song. Red. Red. Can you say red? Can you say
that
any of those words?
That was the opening band for the Curly Shuffle, right?
Oh, is that? Did these guys open up?
Yeah.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange.
By the way, no, I think this is better. I think this
so
is
better.
So
the Curly Shuffle opened
yeah, this
for this.
Is brilliant. This is brilliant.
All right,
Curly
Shuffle open for this.
Curly Shuffle. Now, that wild, that's like saying this person opened up for that person. And I'm not going to give names, but you fill in the blank.
Oh.
My all right, I'll take it back. They've never performed together.
Okay.
You got me. They never performed together. You're right.
You know what? They did perform together. I'll feel better. Let them perform together. Why is it hurting anybody? So here's what happened. So this band opened up for the Curly Shuffle. Right. What world am I creating where I'm creating? Well, I don't know if they would do it. It's an insult to the blue. Well,
what
because
are the
this
contractors?
Is. Because in real life, play this song.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, blue, blue.
Can you get the Curly Shuffle ready, too? since I'll teach everybody a lesson, they'll never fucking forget. I will compare the Curly Shuffle to this brilliant. I think someone's going to say he's right, Todd, that one is a, look, even the Curly Shuffle I have a certain amount of respect for in a weird way when it comes to iconic sort of songs like that that are in our even silly lexicon. Is that the right way to say it? It's part of those songs. Look, that song's, you yes. do the Curly Shuffle. I don't know. It's
well,
all,
no, that song was legitimately a hit.
Was a hit. Like, nah, I don't have to. It can still be so campy where it's not appreciated. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm overanalyzing it, and that's what I like to do.
But it was still a significant song.
Still a significant song in a silly way. But I think, in a silly way, I yeah. think this is just brilliantly cartoon. This is a brilliant song. Someone just to take the colors and just go. So I don't think this is campy. I think this is, you know.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red.
Now you have the Curly Shuffle ready? You do? John, let's take a second and thank the living shit out of you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
You do wonderful.
You
things,
score
John.
The show. You
You're
wait
really
and pray. You take these moments and boom, you go in. That's why back in Kansas City, where you're from, what is your life story? What is your life story?
John Brandwagner. He's from Lawrence, Kansas, started comedy.
Okay.
At the age of 20 in Kansas City. At Stamford & Sons, you know he was working at Jason's Deli.
How about to pause this? How about the person that gave this to me, what they're responsible for? They know who they are right now. There's somebody sitting in their house.
The
and you can
box.
Email me because I want to thank you for the art thing. I don't like to, it's very, you know, it was a picture of Echo. No. Oh, shit. No. What am I, an unfunny person?
And he left community college to start comedy. He watched the movie Step Brothers over and over.
What?
And over and over some more.
What?
I mean, it was a funny movie after all.
Well, that's true.
And then something happened that changed it all. He heard Todd Glass call for a new Stanford person on his podcast. And he looked up to the sky and he put his fist to his hips and the clouds broke. And the sunbeam shot down on him and it was like
what?
Opening his eyes for the first time. Or maybe it was like winning the lottery.
I told people I was going to do an open mic, and everyone reassured me that, oh, you're going to bomb your first time. You're going to do awful. Oh. And I thought, oh, that's a great way to encourage someone who just started out on a new career path. Like, you wouldn't tell a doctor, hey, this is your first surgery. You're going to kill him.
Deborah, where's Raymond? Raymond, Deborah.
That one's so easy to do. It's funny how you can sound exactly like him, and it doesn't take any effort at all. I just let it fall out of my mouth.
Deborah.
Let's not be rude. Listen, thank you, Duncan. Love Duncan Carey, everybody. Connor, you're doing a great job. I mean, can I be honest? And I don't think that we, I mean, Aristotle does listen to every show, but I mean, he really, you know, he gives Aristotle a run for his money. The way he's looking at the knobs and he's, you know, just like Aristotle, he's like checking everything out. He's like, does this look, can I still hear this? Does the meter on the recorder look like it's still, you know, move? Does everything look right?
And he's behind the glass still even.
He's still behind the glass. And by the way,
he's a real producer.
He is a real, oh, he has the oversized headphones on. Oh.
Yeah, he's definitely a real producer.
No, yeah, he definitely knows what he's doing.
No, don't put it. You just hold in your hands. You don't. You're that much. You don't want to ever see anybody. So you don't. You just hold in your hands and move it side to side. What if he put side pieces of wood on there to go behind his ears, and he had that big of glasses that was literally a 2x2? Like you could rig something like that up. Somebody should. One of our listeners. By the way, that I love that song. It's and the skies parted. Wow. Some people say John Brand Wagner's the luckiest man on the planet.
It's like I won the lottery.
Thank you. No, hold on. Now, hold on. Okay, now play this from the beginning.
Look at the crowd.
Remember the guy. Pause it.
Go out.
Never take for granted that everyone listens to every show. There was a comedy club. I've talked about it before. Paul F. Tompkins worked there. It was the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, in Wilmington, I mean. And they would start the show at the Curly Shuffle. It was probably not the best idea then. They're still doing it. I love the owner, Andy Scarpati. I love him to death. I really do. I go back there. I go to the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, and I actually have a really good time. I never thought of just staying up there for 2 nights. Do my own thing to the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown. Make it my own thing. It looks fucking cool when I'm there. It really does. And the jazz band and just everything's done up right up there. It's a different thing.
Why wouldn't they just leave it like that?
I don't know. We put, you know, I say I want to do it, but I have to have it my way. They put black tablecloths on everything, candles on everything. He even took these ugly things off the brick walls. I said, you can't have any, soda, you know, like soda's half price. Or no, like, you know, this is Thursday night, you know, local college night, or, you know, hypnotist shows Tuesdays. No, everything. So you just walk into a room when I'm there. The guts of the room are great. It's all, you know, it's fake brick, but it still works on every single wall. And then a red curtain. That's it. And then you get all the shit off all the walls, and then you put black tablecloths on all the tables, candles in every tables. And then it's like, fuck, it looks... You lower the lights in the hallway. You know, going up to the stairs, they go, you can't lower the lights because people are going to fall. I said, first of all, who cares? No, I said, you know what I did? I went out and bought, you know, like at Target, you can get 4 big flashlights and 4 little flashlights in 1 shrunk wrap plastic thing with the batteries. I bought 12, I think it was $8 for 8 flashlights. And I taped them all over the stairs. I went, there you go, motherfucker. Now you can't say, now it's safe. But then I darkened the fuck out of the hallway. You're walking up a dark hallway. You turn the corner. Same thing. 3-piece jazz band playing in black suits. I make that place look amazing.
And then
I like the transformation of it.
The icing on the cake.
Out of the town. We can't sit still. We can't sit down. We don't like fight and we don't like scuffle. But we dance all night doing the curly shuffle.
In all fairness, they don't do that when I'm there. Thank God. But anyway, this owner used to sit in the manager used to sit in the back of the room, and he would sing along with it. You know, I guess I get it. You're bored out of your mind. You know, you at least sing along. So we knew the show. Not only do you hear the curly shuffle, but you hear, well, we all know what happened. Now we can do it. So play it from the beginning again. By the way, I want to remind people of the other song that we're comparing this to. Can you play the other song?
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, 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 yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, red.
Would you make love to this song? Yes. Play it from the beginning.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, 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 yellow, green, red, blue, blue.
Could you make out with someone while this song was playing?
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, 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 yellow, green, red, blue, blue.
Hey, what if he played this song for that flight attendant in the first part of the show with Grandma? All of a sudden, he sprays with seltzer water.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow,
dances
orange,
around.
Red,
because I'm not going to... I'll dance for you to bring joy into your life, but I can't have sex. You're not ready to. He just jumps around with this song playing to bring joy into her life.
Red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, 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 yellow.
Now, you compare that to this. You honestly... Listen, and by the way, be honest. I want you to, all I ask, I won't argue with your opinions. I just want you to know truly, like, you know what I'm saying. One's a, still saying it holds a place for even as a campy song. I get it. By the way, maybe I'm wrong with that. Maybe some musician would tell me how, like, comedy, I would be able to say, maybe it is just some shit song. But anyway, I still, it was still silly, and I think I played it. Did I play it? Maybe I did. That says a lot, though, by the way. I can't ignore that. And then there's this other song, which I don't think I have to explain for at all. It's just like this. They score cartoons, and they make these sounds, and it's just the colors, and it's just this piece of music that has probably scored something that is brilliant. So I think that's the difference. So now we'll play them back and forth, and we can all decide, is one better than the other, or are they equal, or is one better or equal? Yeah, they're both about equal. Or, no, this one. Or what, not even in the same league. Because you know I'm voting. I'm telling you already. I'll go. I don't have to go because you know the way I feel. So let's play the first one, the Girly Shuffle. Would you like to play the club owner? Well, we have to hear it anyway.
I'll let you do it.
No, you do it. I like it. Okay. Can I do it and then you'll do it?
Doing the curly shuffle.
And he let it breathe a little. He knew his place.
Well, me and my friends love Larry and Moe.
Yeah,
we
love
Cody's brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe.
Look at the ground, look at
such
the ground.
Such a delight to boogie and hustle. Dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle. Hey, Moe.
Hey, Moe.
Hey, Moe.
Well, wise guy. Oh, saintly.
We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle.
It's showtime.
Like, what's the song about?
Okay.
What is the song about?
This song is about the Curly Shuffle. It's the Three Stooges. I know I said it wrong. Can you play the other one? Seriously. Don't joke around listening. Listen seriously. I know I can't make you do something a certain way, but I think we really need to appreciate this music. Now, if you want me to play the slide whistle.
I'll do it.
No, do you want me to?
Yeah.
Oh, you really like it or something?
Over the especially.
Oh
over
my
the
god! It's like you guys really like it.
I think that's the thing. You need to play the whistle on both songs, and then we can truly appreciate which song's better.
Wow. Well, let me just say this.
That's the scientific.
I'm a little tired after I make you ask me. I would, but I'm not in the mood. That's the real asshole. To feel better, he's got to turn it down. He's basically going, just ask me and I'll do it. You know. I think it made sense. Listen, what I want to do was I have a lot to get to. Oh, well, we're going to vote on this.
Yeah.
Now, to George Carlin, is it weird to say, I want to really vote for real?
Okay.
Okay, so who would like to go first? Eric, I choose you.
I want
to
hear him, though.
Yeah. Oh.
Can we play him, like, back to back?
Sure.
And then I can...
If you think that's the best thing, I'm not going to get in your way. Let's play it again.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there still someone trying to sit there with a scowl on their face? Yeah, you know you're not. Shut up. God damn it, you're giggling. I'd fucking reach through the speakers and in through your ears and then giggle you as you got Google you. You ever been giggled?
I'll giggle you.
Now you got this song. Look at the ground, look at the ground.
When me and my friends.
Did you hear the other one or do you need to rehear it again?
I think, I need to hear.
Yeah, I want to hear back to back. Okay. That's the thing.
By the way,
back
picture someone giggling. Which one does giggling flow from better? Picture someone play red, yellow, blue. Picture everybody giggling, and then you hear this.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green.
By the way, I don't want to recommend acid, but I would not recommend listening to this.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red.
I see
red,
it,
yellow,
I see
green,
it.
Red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red. Blend them up and what do
you're on acid. You're on acid. Play it again. You're on acid.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red.
Okay, now you're on acid.
When me and my friends go out in the town, we can't sit still, we can't sit down. We don't like to fight and we don't like to scuffle, but we dance all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Well, yuck.
That bit's too, it's too obvious. I can't even let you to vote.
Well, I don't have perfect pitch, so I don't know if those are good or not.
Well, my playing was good. I tell you the truth. I need to play with better pre-recorded stuff.
I got a song.
What did you have? I'm kidding, by the way. I thought you looked at me like I was serious when I just said that. Hold on.
Vote.
Don't go anywhere, folks. This is, you know.
Should we just get our.
Oh, yeah, vote. Vote. Yes.
Just
yes.
Get them real
okay,
quick.
Yes.
Real quick.
Okay.
Lightning round.
Hold on. I do want to vote. No, you don't have to hurry or anything. Well, what do you feel? To George Carlin, though, we're comparing the Curly Shuffle with the other one. Okay, how do you feel about them? There's no arguing. I just accept anybody's
answer. I'm
going
back to my original statement. Like, the Curly Shuffle is the closer. The Color Song is the opener.
Okay. You?
Oh, they shouldn't be played together.
It's just nice to have someone agree with you. It doesn't mean there's a right and a wrong.
I mean, either of them should never be played again.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple.
Is that to George Carlin? Are you? It's okay if it wasn't. Kind of. All right. How about you? Your name is, what's your name?
John Brand Wagner.
John, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking, Todd. Right,
listen, don't be rude. Okay, so what's your honest answer to George Carlin?
Is it the, what's the question? Is, are there not?
Oh my God, it's like a caller.
Oh,
he's
Jesus.
Like, it's like a caller, but they're here.
Yeah.
Where they can see everything and they should understand what's going on. Hello, first time caller, last time listener.
Yeah, first time.
Last time listener, last time caller.
Right now.
I thought, what is it not which song's better?
Oh, well, you know what? Why don't next time?
Oh, I feel stupid.
Yeah, no, it's which is one a campy song and one is actually a beautiful piece of cartoon scored music. I have a feeling I feel.
Well, you said the key word. The first one's a cartoon, and I love cartoons. There's deep messages hidden in those things.
But you like jam bands and live music, right?
I think no one knows what I'm trying to ask, except maybe some listeners. I think you two do. You do. You do.
Oh, okay.
He didn't.
Okay, so no, they
what's
don't
your
belong.
Name again?
They don't belong together.
No, well, now I feel like you're saying that like you're scared of me.
No, they don't.
No,
they don't.
When I lifted my hand, you scrunched up and moved backwards. You think like I'm not asking anybody to agree with me. I swear, it's not even agreement. It's understand.
They're not in the same ballpark.
Really?
Not,
are you just saying
not the
that?
Same
no,
town.
Honest.
It's not the
John,
same sport.
Come on, you spoil me.
They're different.
No,
leagues.
You're holding up a sticky pad
come on.
That says shh. They're not.
Duncan, I mean Eric. Eric. You like the way you fix a name when you mess it up? Derek. No, what's my name? Derek. 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 Hey, by the way, let's not hurry. We're here for a while. I'm in a great mood. I think we're going to probably take a break when we're like half an hour away from being done and order food. That way, when we're done, there's food here.
Ooh.
Yeah, sure, I know what I'm doing. But here's a good energy. Before the show, John Brand Wagner goes, this is a good energy to play on the show. I said, of course.
We want you to be happy. Don't live inside the gloom. We want you to be happy.
I like the Color Song.
Come step outside your room.
It's
we want you
differently.
To be happy.
You know what this song's about? Listen to the words. It's about a guy's dog. Listen. No, this is true. The guy's singing to his golden retriever.
I never thought I could have it so good. You were the song that my soul understood. But time is a river.
The dog's licking his face in the video. This is true.
We both understood would be gone. Before too long would be gone.
You know what happens now, don't you?
The dog died.
No. You know, why do you have to be a bummer? They start fucking.
Oh, that's worse.
No, listen. Listen to the words. Listen to the words. Just listen to the words. You know what? We're not giving... Here, can I tell you the truth? And
okay,
be
now
honest
play
with you.
Curly Shuffle again?
Yes, but I want to tell you the truth. If it wasn't for I do not want to give Aristotle a show that he has to edit it all. Aristotle left because he wasn't feeling well, so he stayed for the first part of the show, but he left, and we just said, you'll just leave everything. And yeah, I could later. Like, if he was here now, I'd probably say, just take that part out with the what was it that I just said that I wasn't crazy about?
The dog dying?
Yeah, the dog, them fucking. It's like, man, it's just... Is it not? Don't I have any guidelines? You know of what shitty comedy is. But I did it, and it's all right, and I'll leave it in. And
hey, it's all fluff.
I'm not proud of it. No, it's not. I should be proud of. You don't have to overly defend it. Todd, listen.
What do you think this is, Duncan?
It's all shit.
Wait, this is all.
What if that's
fluff
how
you?
I said fluff. E.
It's all what?
Never mind.
It's all fluffy.
It's all fluff. E.
Sure. Sure.
All right, edit that out. Just me
what's
being
this?
Mean.
It's a the Todd Glass Show, everybody.
Johnny Colorado, Johnny Colorado, Johnny Colorado, for intros and outros. Johnny Colorado, Johnny Colorado, Johnny Colorado.
He's dancing around.
Intros and outros. Johnny
Colorado, Johnny Colorado,
Johnny Colorado,
for intros and outros.
Johnny Colorado,
Johnny Colorado,
Johnny Colorado, for intros and outros.
Did you know Johnny Colorado's on Twitter now?
Yes. Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Johnny, are you on Twitter?
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, yes.
When's the last time you saw Duncan? You guys were in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It fun?
Duncan on the Todd Glass Show. It's Duncan. He's on Twitter, you know. At Duncan Carey, spelled with three R's. Just keep Duncan on.
So you were...
Well, yeah,
You were in Vegas with John Brand Wagner. Is that true? And Duncan. Was that fun?
Oh, yeah, it was a great time.
Oh, it was really fun?
Yeah, 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 it was great.
Oh,
What happened there, Johnny?
Oh, nothing much. Nothing.
Oh,
really.
You can't tell me what happened in Vegas?
Oh, Vegas.
Oh, in Vegas?
No, nothing.
No.
Wait,
I mean,
I can tell you,
you,
and I wasn't
the
there.
Three of you
no, I was
went
there.
To Las Vegas last
oh, yeah,
weekend,
we were
right?
totally in Las
yeah,
Vegas.
Yeah, we talked about this last week, Ark.
Yeah.
We went to Vegas.
But nothing
since,
happened.
Since we talked about this, you guys went to Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Duncan,
yes.
Johnny. And
yeah,
I
we
went
oh, we
to...
went since then. Yes, we all did go.
We
yes.
went to Vegas, yes.
And it was so much fucking
oh,
fun.
Oh, my God. It was the best time ever. Oh, my God.
No. What?
Well, like, what was so fun about it?
Oh,
what
no.
Happened
it's not
I mean,
fun.
Nothing, really.
It's
I
more
mean,
like.
Are you asking us, like, what happened there?
Yeah. What
oh,
happened?
Nothing.
Oh, well, nothing.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. I thought that. If you, oh, is
but
that
you
what
said,
you're asking?
You guys said that you went
are you
to
asking
Vegas
what
and
happens
had fun?
In
yeah.
Vegas?
What happened?
Oh, nothing.
That
that's what
it,
it's like. You know, almost weird to say nothing because it's less
no,
than nothing.
No, that's like contradictory
yeah.
words. Like,
it's like
happening in Vegas.
Yeah.
If something doesn't happen,
nothing happens.
Something doesn't happen.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. If something doesn't happen in the middle of the desert, then nobody's there to hear it.
What's going to happen there? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, so that's what
Thank
it's
you.
Like? It's just desert?
Buffet. There's a car. Is there a buffet there?
I don't even know. Probably
I
not.
Think there used
they
to be.
A buffet,
nah.
Like,
there used to be a buffet. There's no buffet.
Like a Golden Corral? They have a Golden Corral there in Vegas?
Oh, well, yes. There's a
yeah, that's,
Corral.
That is. I think that's what people talk about.
Victorville Council.
That's what people talk about.
Golden Corral, you can talk about all day because that's Victorville.
That's what happens.
You don't
there.
Want
people
it. It's horrible.
Well, no. Golden Corral.
Oh, the Golden Corral in Victorville is great because, I mean, it's not Vegas. I know what happens there. They,
should
the
I go?
Corral.
Oh, you should yeah. definitely go. Vegas.
It was,
oh, Vegas,
Vegas is so...
Vegas.
Oh.
Why?
Vegas.
Why should I go? You guys said the
it
other...
It was my first
oh.
time.
I mean, don't go.
What no, will yeah, happen no, if I, mean, I do go?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, what happens?
You could go, you could don't go.
You
nothing
could go,
happens.
You could don't go.
Oh, so I shouldn't go, Johnny?
You should. Wait, what did you say, Johnny?
I said you could go, you could don't go.
Well,
nothing happens.
I'd like
way.
To go, it's just I don't know Ooh. What.
Where's Duncan's
Have
music?
Have you never been?
Who? No. Because
oh,
I don't
go.
Know what happens
you
there.
Should go. You should go. Go. You should
Why?
Go.
Definitely
you should
need to go.
Oh, nothing.
No reason.
No, it's nothing happens.
It's just so weird.
There's a Golden Corral, the
yeah.
type of a buffet.
In Victorville.
In Victorville.
You can Victorville. Talk about
oh.
the Golden Corral.
Oh, it's in Victorville.
It's on
Victorville.
The way to Vegas.
Yeah, that's
in
not
California.
Even there.
So I shouldn't even go to Vegas. I should just go to Victorville.
Go to Victorville.
I mean, if you want.
If you want.
That's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. You know. Oh, it's time for Johnny Colorado, everybody. Wow, look at him waving to everybody.
Oh, he's shaking our hands.
He's shaking our hands.
Okay, then you come to the mic.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he's reaching over to shake John Brand Wagner's hand. Brand Wagner.
Hello,
John Brand Wagner.
Ty,
how you doing, John?
Going?
Well, it's good to see you.
You too.
Wow, you look great. Did you,
Thank
is
you.
It a different haircut or a different gel you use?
Oh, yeah, I got a new gel. I use a pomade, actually.
Wow.
It's like a wax.
You look good.
Thank you.
Can I also say something else?
I've been jogging more.
Your shirt is...
Do you use the wax or the cream?
It's more of a wax because it has a nice hold to it.
It does.
But it doesn't have a stickiness to it
no,
that
it
like
doesn't.
A gel does.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't think too much about my hair.
What is
but
well, you're okay
I do
if
put
you
time
do.
And
you
effort.
Have, you have
I care about my appearance.
You have movie star hair, Johnny.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
Oh, my
That's
dear
so
Lord.
Nice of you to say.
Johnny, I'm not afraid, and I don't think you are either, to throw out a compliment.
No, there's never too much, or I should say, too little room for kindness.
Except trophies. Kids shouldn't. Too many trophies could
oh,
be
yeah,
dramatic.
Don't get me started on
could
trophies.
Fuck
oh.
up a kid's life.
Are you going to give a kid a trophy for trying?
People think it's cute, but if they only knew that too many trophies, you're fucking it up for your kid.
Oh,
just
great.
The right amount. Too many trophies. If people only knew, you fucking ruin your children.
Great.
You ruin them.
Effort.
It's not in the gray area. It's not in the gray area. If you give a kid a trophy and it's a trophy too much, you ruin them for life. They're fucked up for life. Anyone who tries to look at it from another angle is out of their fucking mind.
Then they think there's value in trying. Gross.
How?
How?
Why?
How?
What? Not for you. Not for this interview.
Hey, Johnny, what is your Twitter handle?
Wait, is that...
Oh, yes, my Twitter handle is... I'm at Puppet Colorado.
Hold on 1 second. Johnny?
Yes?
On the phone...
Johnny, closer to the mic.
Oh, closer. Sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, on the phone is Jerry Lewis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jerry Lewis is on the phone. Hello, Jerry?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, shit, we don't have the phone. You have to just talk close into the mic. I forgot Aristotle's not here to put the phone on.
Why?
Wait, is it on?
No.
Oh, then you... Shut up! You can just do it close to the mic.
Why?
Jerry, are you there?
No.
How are you enjoying the summer?
Yes.
Jerry, are you in Vegas?
Yes.
What happens there?
Nothing.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello.
How come you're... Now you go, and I'll talk like that. You want to fool around a little, Jerry, and have some fun? Hello?
Why?
Because you're fun.
Not for this interview.
I know. You don't like me, but you know what? I like you. Because you know you're good, and I know you're good. That's why I waited to talk to you for 45 minutes, because I understand that even though you're whack, you're still brilliant, and I thought it was worth trying to get to you. So that's why, Jerry. And why don't you break and admit, I adore so much that you do. The only part about you that's crazy is the part you're doing right now. So snap out of it. I'll ask you some questions, and stop being pissed off. I fucking love you.
When my partner was still alive.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah.
A cow town.
Yeah. Oh, it does make me laugh still. What was it like back then, a cow town? Yeah, that. Good. That's what you get for guessing.
Sorry.
I didn't like the other guys guessing. Maybe I'm siding with Jerry Lewis. Is it Jerry Lewis? Yeah.
Yes.
Can I mention my Twitter account real quick?
You can do whatever you want.
Go ahead, Johnny. Yeah, go ahead.
It's at Puppet Colorado.
Now, why Puppet Colorado?
Well, I tried to get Johnny Colorado. But it had, well, I don't want to get too into it, but it had been taken.
Oh. I deserve a good cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel great. I'm in a good mood, and I feel it's a happy show. Johnny. Oh, is this Johnny? Do you sing this in your show?
Oh, occasionally.
You sing along.
Oh, part of my opening.
You have a live band doing this?
Yes.
And you sing along. What do you do?
Doobie dabby doo, doobie doobie dabba, doobie dabby dabba.
I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight.
Doobie.
We look forward to putting on a great show. Dabby dabby doo boo.
Doobie doobie
doobie. I'm so happy to open for our great band playing Doobie Doobie Dobbie Doobie.
I'm... Okay, you can turn the reverb off.
Thank you.
Can you play Jeannie Mose? Johnny, you can hang out. We're glad you're here. Just hang out the rest of the show. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. Duncan, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Jeannie Mose? It was the one about the hot dog?
No, that's... They might be giant.
Oh, no, not Hot Diggity Dog, but it was
the news story.
The news story. Stop rubbing your face.
Your mother said when he can't... We might have not put it on. There was the one where it goes... Oh, sorry.
That's all right. You don't have to be sorry.
To everyone listening.
She is back in action selling hot dogs, hoping to hook customers with the slogan...
Get a little wiggle with your wiener.
Kathy Scalia has wiggled her way to fame, known by the name the Hot Dog Hooker.
Arrested for selling sex acts along with her wieners.
I plead guilty to stripper. A stripper, not prostitution.
Ever since she wiggled her way out of a Long Island jail Tuesday...
Why?
She's been making the press blush explaining the distinctions.
Prostitution is sex. Sexual acts. That's prostitution.
She actually pleaded guilty to misdemeanor prostitution after an undercover cop bought hot dogs from her stand, took a business card off her.
Can you pause it for 1 second? By the way, like, as always, I will try to...
She had business cards.
There's not... The funniness isn't it that who this person is. It's the story they build around it. It's all making fun of the glamorization. Look, at the end of it, behind all of it, there's a woman that... Hey, she's not... I don't know. She probably got a... She's not really... I don't know. Is it? She's not bothering anybody? But that's sad. That's what's sad, right? She's probably... She's bouncing her. What is she doing? What are we talking about?
That's what part of it. Like, what?
She bounces her breasts around, and then along with that, well, you're buying a hot dog, you get a little bit of, right? Is that what she does?
I don't know.
Maybe, but like,
if she did that, would that be? That would be probably not healthy, right?
It's not.
Right? I mean, that the reason I'm saying
it's
that.
It's just, it's not hurting anyone either.
It's not hurting anybody
why
either.
Why is there a production being made around this?
Okay. So, okay. But let's say
I think that's the absurdity of it, is just like how hard she's selling the thing, which is like, yeah, okay. So
they really takes a lot to make this into a package piece.
Yeah.
You know, you got a girl who's, I think, probably being.
This.
Yeah, we got a girl that's being sexually explicit as she sells hot dogs. And there could be a sad element there of what led her to do this. Or she's not bothering anybody, but nevertheless, make a package piece out of it. And Jeannie Mose goes, all right, I'll do something.
Happy to oblige.
She is back in action selling hot dogs, hoping to hook customers with the slogan,
get a little wiggle with your wiener.
Kathy Scalia has wiggled her way to fame, known by the name the Hot Dog Hooker.
Arrested for selling sex acts along with her wieners.
Pause it. We're going to play it again from the beginning. This, talk about chopping the fuck out of something and try to make it something it ain't. There are so many cuts and so many edits trying to build this, and they do. They know how to boom, 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 boom. But it's all chopped and fucking chopped. This is the listen, you can hear the chops that it takes to make this seem like it needs to be reported in a silly way, in a silly, fun, uplifting, hey, look, at the end of the day, a lighter story, the Jeannie Mose fun lighter stories.
She is back in action selling hot dogs, hoping to hook customers with the slogan,
get a little wiggle with your wiener.
Kathy Scalia has wiggled her way to fame, known by the name the Hot Dog Hooker.
Arrested for selling sex acts along with her wieners.
I plead guilty to stripper. A stripper, not prostitution.
Ever since she wiggled her way out of a Long Island jail Tuesday.
By the way, can you pause it? That's her yelling. Nobody yelling at her, just so you don't feel. That's her yelling, you know. I'm back.
Bush explaining the distinctions.
Prostitution is sex. Sexual acts. That's prostitution.
That's not me.
She actually pleaded guilty to misdemeanor prostitution after an undercover cop bought hot dogs from her stand, took a business card offering topless dances, and ended up getting a lap dance at her home. She denies police accusations that she offered more. Now it's the press being propositioned.
All right, who wants to get a lap dance? I'll show you what it looks like. Come to the hot dog truck tomorrow. I'll have a bikini top on.
Oh, the rain put a damper on her fashion plans.
Yeah, could she just show us really quickly her?
Yes, she has it on. She does have it on. We don't want it. This is live TV.
As if that would stop her.
Did you see me in the news?
There was a lot to see.
What'd they do? Just show 3 seconds of air noise?
Oh, he's so brazen.
And also, it's not live TV.
The last time she
was
arrested. Instead of bouncing around, she hung her head to hide after being charged with prostitution.
All right, now it's getting sad.
Well, it's one for
the money,
two for the show, three to get ready.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. And I'll go, can't go, don't you know, sit on my blue seat.
Wow. Isn't it nice to just be able to relax with people?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not a scared. I've never been scared my whole life. One time I was scared.
When was that?
When I pooped in my pants in the mall. Well, that's all I have.
You must have been really scared if you pooped in your pants in the mall. What happened?
There was a gorilla.
Gorilla at the mall?
No, at the zoo, but I heard about it. Even that was crazy. To think there was a gorilla anywhere in a cage. I got so upset I shit in my pants. Oh, God.
That's the one time you were scared in your life.
Yes, that's the only time. Other than that, no, I'm scared my entire life. I'm spooked. Seriously, that's the truth. Half my life is walking out of my bedroom to get a drink of water, making a complete U-turn in the dining room and turning right around and running back into my room in an aggressive walk, let's say. In a very aggressive walk. I hold on to some of my dignity, but I just get spooked. And it's never a person in the window, although now that I can think of that, now that I just said it. It's usually a blob of a monster, some monster that's outside, blurbering, like with no stomach or anything, just all blubber and face. And it can walk right through the windows, of course. I'd rather have a murderer because locks can stop them. And the murderer just walks, a monster walks right through the windows. Everybody knows that. And one's fake. And one's fake, and I'm aware of it. I'm not stupid. I mean, I get it, but still it's there. It's still it's a monster. I know it's a fake monster, but guess what? A fake monster is a real monster.
It's really you.
Because it exists. A fake monster exists in my head. So it may as well be real, even if it's in my imagination. It's still scaring me.
It's
I get it.
For the money, for the show.
I guess I have to tell myself, no, because I get it's not. I don't have to tell myself it's not real. I know there's no blob outside with, all, you know,
what if
blubbering around.
Would you not be scared of the monster if it looked the exact same way, but the entire time the Curly Shuffle was playing in the background?
Well, I don't know about that. That's up to him. He doesn't even...
You just see a blob right outside your window, but then this music's playing?
I was hoping you weren't. When me and my friends... Look at the crowd. Oh, where's that guy now? Oh, what if he listens? I always may pretend everybody listens to the show. Not in a way like, oh, they better. Like, if they did, on the percent that he did, I think we made him look pretty good. Ray was his name. He managed the Wilmington Comedy Cabaret.
Well, this is how you get more listeners, is you talk about them on your podcast.
And then
podcast,
they go, hey, you know, Todd Glass is talking about you. What? I'm willing. You know what, you know what you get for that? Because I'm serious, because I like you so much.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, red.
I would have a game show where we played this every time somebody got some right. Okay, ready? What is the state? 1, 2, 3. What number comes after 4? Guess right.
5.
Red, yellow, you green, are right.
Red, blue,
you
red,
are right.
Purple, green, yellow, orange,
you
red,
are right.
Red.
On guess this answer. The show Seinfeld was on television or movies?
Television.
Right.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red.
A lion is a type of dog or elephant or tiger.
Cat.
Exactly.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, yellow, green, red, blue.
Which way is the mall?
North.
Right.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue.
Okay, that bit's green, over. Yellow. That bit's over. I'm sorry, people.
That's the last time we'll play that song.
Sorry to put you through it. We have a great song to say goodbye today for. I always like that one. It's always this one. A well-placed this one, you can't beat it.
It's one for the money, two for the show. Need to get rid of it.
Thank you. Wow, that was quick. See the way he did that? That's, you know, you're right on the money. It's, you know, I gave the cutoff sign. Boom, he cut it right off. John Brandweiner. He runs a tight ship. Boom, he waits there and he scores the show. He comes in with a well-placed boom. Bang.
It's one for the money, two for the show. Need to get rid of it. I can't go. Don't you know? Several my research.
You can do anything without my blue.
Leo and Cameron, computer king. You spell it with a K. Leo and Cameron, computer king. You spell it with a K. Leo and Cameron of Computer King. They made ToddGlass.com look great.
Wow. It's part of our America. That company's American. It's like McDonald's and them. Oh, wow. Look at you guys. How you doing? Good. I'm not afraid to just talk. I don't even give a shit. What's up?
Hey, man.
How you been?
Good. How about you?
I'm good.
Sick.
And yeah, what'd you do?
Nothing. What'd you do?
I mean, what'd you do last weekend?
Nothing.
Cool,
you
man.
Did anything? I thought you guys went to Vegas.
You guys hang out?
Oh yeah, Vegas. Oh,
Vegas,
so
baby. What happened?
Oh, nothing.
Not. I mean,
oh, then why were you guys
happened?
Going, oh, like something great happened?
Oh, I
like,
think there's a buffet.
We
there
Vegas.
Is a buffet.
Yeah, yeah. I
what
mean,
do you
when
mean
you're in
there's
Vegas,
a buffet?
Like a Golden Corral, I think. No, they're great.
No, yeah,
why wouldn't I just go to the Golden Corral here?
I guess yeah, that's a good point.
Like
that's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, why would I? All right.
But I mean, Vegas. Oh, Vegas.
You good?
You got to go to Vegas.
What's wrong?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just got here. How you guys doing?
Oh, what's up, man?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Where were you?
I just got here.
Would you be like a guy who showed up at an improv troupe 10 minutes late? Hey guys,
I'm a person.
You know what I'm talking about? Like when an improv troupe, like when somebody comes on stage, hey guys, like with no like, where are you coming from? You know, it's just like, hey guys, where were you? You coming from a fake world? Because it doesn't seem like you're entering from any believable place.
So you guys are like at a dinner scene, and then like I just come in out of nowhere.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Wait. Listen, I got a treat for everybody. Okay, so we did that. Is this a treat for everybody or not? I don't know. I don't want to call it a treat if it's for me, but I thought I was doing it for everybody else.
Oh, hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
Never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life?
Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me?
Now that's good, right? No, be honest, guys. That's
bravo.
Good, right?
Now,
no, are you just
bravo.
Saying that?
Could go sing that away, ting-a-ling that away. Make me sing that away. Said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away. Ever since you came into my life.
Oh,
this is to our listeners. It might be a silly song, but it says something. This is the way we all feel, I hope. Right?
When you're holding me tight.
Why is it this? This is a love song. If you just, it is a love song. It's just, why does a love song have to be depressing? Look what you're doing to me. You're ripping my insides out. I'm fucking nuts over you.
Oh, hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
What?
Now
of course.
Dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life?
Hey!
Oh, hot ziggity dog, ziggity dog, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity dog, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
Never knew that my heart could go zing that away, ting-a-ling that away. Make me sing that away. Said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away. Ever since you came into my life.
Oh, hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
Hot diggity doggy, what did you do to me?
Feathering back to the show. Oh,
feathering
back to the show. Thank you. Ba-dum-bum, 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 boom. See, I would like, if I tell a joke and the band that I travel with, I do a joke and they go, ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum, and then I throw a bottle at his head. You go, no, that was a good one. No, I'd like to reward you by throwing a bottle at you. Well, you have to throw bottles at people's head to teach them a lesson. I saw the movie Whiplash. No, that's what the whole point of the movie is. No, I'm not saying it's not a movie, but you can't. The only way to make a brilliant musician is to throw cymbals at their head. Charlie Pride, but the thing. That's what the movie's about.
Have you done this one yet?
Hot diggity dog.
Well, wait, that was Joe. That was the whole episode. What we just did was the whole episode, right?
Let me tell you something.
No,
you don't know how happy I am right now. Can you remember that song, Hot Dog, Hot Dog? Do you have the original?
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot dog, hot
diggity. It's a Todd Glass Show. You know, you don't have more fun than this. Stop it already. Stop acting like it's a competition out there. I know what I'm doing. I know how to get you. I know how to turn your fucking buttons around, huh? I know what the fuck I'm doing. I grab you right by the shtigiki and blicky my babooki.
Well, this was all the cold open, right?
This was a cold opening. No, this is the after show. Cold opening.
The cold open to the after
show. The cold opening went so long that it turned into it's an after show. That's a cold opening. All right, but listen, so the hot dog song is great, right?
Yeah.
Play it again. I want to talk about it.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
This is such a great song. Now listen, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a deep breath, and then we have something. I thought, what could I love more than this hot dog song? Oh, no, where there is no taking a break. Oh, there has to be. Can we?
Yeah, Aristotle can.
He can do, you're right. Okay, so let's take a deep breath in. Wow, what a way to go in for the close. We're having a little fresh air. Wow, we got the it's like a fake little wood burning stove, and we got it pulled over right in front of the table. Can you heat to George Carlin? Can you feel the heat from that, Eric? Connor is here, Duncan is here, Eric is here, John Brand Wagner is here, and I'm Todd Glass, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Glass. You know that song, it is true. Hot diggity dog song. Why can't it be a happy love song, right? This is a guy and his dog.
Diggity-dop, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity-dop, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
Hot diggity-dog, diggity-doo-doogity-doogity. I don't even know. Thank you. Everything's great. This is the after show.
Wow.
You know, I wanted to... excuse me. I wanted to wait... You know, because you got that hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears inside.
So I'm laying in bed. I'm laying in bed one night. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to bare my soul. And all of a sudden I get this in the email and I open it up and I'm listening and I hear this.
Todd Giggity Glass, I think you've heard he's got reverb. Todd Glass, number one podcast. Todd Glass, Giggity Glass.
Pause it.
Todd Glass,
now, start it over. At this point, I'm literally kicking my feet in the air, laughing. I'm giggling. It's too ridiculous. It's like, I should not be able to have this treat of this song, which I truly think is such a silly song and it's great. And then all of a sudden, is that embarrassing to admit that?
Todd Giggity Glass, I think you've heard he's got reverb.
John Brand Wagner is dancing.
Number one podcast. Todd Giggity Glass. Todd Giggity Glass. He's spinning yarns out in the barn. Todd Glass, number one podcast.
What?
Todd Giggity Glass.
JJ's back.
Wow, this is an exhausting show to do. Hello? Are we back? I mean, there's so many things. so many things, but still I know to take the time.
We're just getting into it.
You want adorable? You want to be surrounded by adorable? You know, you can hear something that I play, or you can let it wrap around you like a blanket, like the goodness that it is.
Whose kids are these?
It's my brother's at my brother's school. It's his elementary school singing this.
Now, did they? You've played this song before, right?
Tonight.
Oh, you've never played this song before?
No.
Okay, so your brother sent this to you?
My brother sent this to me.
It's great. Okay, sorry.
Now, the truth is, you know, I'm a good person. My brother did not send it to me. but I thought it sounded better if I did that. It's like, oh, it's from his kids. You'll personalize it more. And that's why I wanted to do that. Personalize this. This is somebody that sent this to me.
It's your brother?
Yeah. I don't want to have any gray area, you know, because people know, like, it's not my brother. It's not my brother. Somebody sent it into the show, so I don't know if they sent it in because it was their school or it was a YouTube clip they found. I think it was just a YouTube clip someone sent to me that's this elementary class singing it. And I love hearing the teacher in the background because they need to be guided a little bit, so every so often she says, and then what did you do? You've got to. They're adorable. They're little kids. There. Sure. I don't care if you play it. I'm not scared. Can I tell you a story? You won't judge me. I met the teacher who was teaching them. And when she got near me, I was going to take a pie and shove it in her face and push her on the ground. But then I saw my Be Nice cup. And I thought, why don't I just go over and say thanks for being a music teacher? Like, it is such a honorable way to bring knowledge into children.
I'm so glad you remembered the Be Nice Cup.
Once I saw the Be Nice Cup, I thought, you know, here's a person that has chosen to bring music into anybody's life, let alone a child's. It is the most amazing thing you can do to fill a child's head with the ability to do music, and in so many ways it affects us our whole life. Music, good music teachers are just awesome. And I'm glad I saw my Be Nice mug.
Yeah, why were you going to?
I don't know. First I thought, oh, let me shove a pie in her face and push her onto the ground. But then I saw my Be Nice cup. No, I don't know why I think things like that. I guess doctors say that.
She didn't do anything to you?
A music teacher. You know what? We're all looking for angels, but the truth is, well, by the way, to George Carlin, I probably, within the bit, I'm being serious, you know. But music teachers, a good music teacher is an angel. There's your angel. Shove that up your ass. You don't need extra angels. Well, there's angels, people in your life that are miraculous. Yeah, but I want the kind that floats around and that I can't really be positive is there. There's ones that are there. They're abso-fucking-lutely there. Great people that you meet throughout the day that will be kind to you. They're the fucking angels. So go start when you see them, be extra nice to the grocery store person. That's an angel. Stop waiting for these other angels.
You don't need extra angels.
You don't need extra angels. Soak in those angels. No, they're nice people, but they're not angels. They're angels. Tired of arguing. Why can't this be? Maybe if I would have said all that with this in the background. It's a Todd Glass Show, folks. Sure, we take you into the night. We take you down a dark path. You pictured everybody as we take you. Where are we taking everybody? It's like a windy road in Ireland, and we're going down it. Hey, follow me. Follow me, everybody. We're in Ireland, and we're going down a stone windy road because we're going to find this pub at the end. And then there's like all these people in Ireland with flutes. Because they're there to greet the Todd Glass Show, and everyone's got a pint of...
Oh, happy St. Patty's Day to you and yours.
Oh, look at this.
And have a pint on me.
They're greeting the
Todd
Glass Show.
Have a pint of lager.
Blimey, friend, hello.
Hey, have a pint of lager.
Oh, they're welcoming us to Ireland.
Welcome to Ireland.
Welcome to Todd Glass Show
A blessing to you, Todd Glass Show. A blessing to you and yours. A pint to y'all. Have some shepherd's pie. Me grandma made it herself. Only for the Todd Glass Show. It's a Todd Glass Show exclusive here in Dublin, Ireland, where you're at right now.
Pause this. Stop it. This is my favorite thing to do right now. so, because you paint any picture, that's what I want. Like, we're all going down, and every, I want it to be like everything you want times 100. Can I tell you something? In a way, Italy was like that. I thought it was like, it was a it was everything I wanted it to be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you think it's good. And that's how I think.
Hey, what do you say? That country is everything you want it to be. Like, there's some sort of a preconceived notion of what Italy is like.
Well, I think that's a parody of a parody of it. Hey, you like a pizza meat? But Italy, people were very friendly. Like, I thought people were super, super friendly. But I heard, yes, they're friendly there, but in, I forget where this other place was, somebody said. But they were friendly in Italy. I don't travel that much. But the little bit I do, I'll tell you one thing. The Italy's, they got a good meatballs and spaghettis. Hello, everybody. What's this?
Good thing other countries can't hear our podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm sure they would know. I'm sure they do. What is this?
Oh, have a pint, you international listeners.
So, okay, so let's go back down to this
A pint
path.
For all of you.
So you'd be a parody of it. I want you to be... Okay, what you want? What city do you want us to be going to? It's like basically the... Hold on.
Oh, I say we be going to Dublin.
You were going to go to Dublin? Okay, so can you play the music? Give me some...
I'm mostly Irish. That's the only...
We're going to the Todd Glass Show, everybody. We're going to take you to Ireland. That's right. Picture, you're going down a stone walkway. It's the same thing, but it's Ireland now. It's a little different. It's Ireland. There's an Irish cheddar running everywhere. Rolling fields of green. Thank you, Eric, for helping me. Rolling fields of green in Ireland. And they're welcoming us. There they are. We're going to do a live podcast from the middle of a field. Rolling green fields. Golden retrievers running everywhere. This is the truth. I've been there. And then all of a sudden in the middle, there's a little area with a tent up. And they're having the Todd Glass Show, and they're welcoming us to Ireland. So we're walking up, and then all of a sudden, you're the greeter.
Oh, if it isn't the most blessed thing this eyes have seen, have a pint for the Todd Glass Show. Coming on down to Dublin. We've been waiting all year for you. There you are. Todd Glass, Eric Olsen. Be that John Brand Wagner. Have a pint for John Brand Wagner, everybody.
What other things?
Oh, is that Aristotle behind the glass there? Have a glass for Aristotle.
Have a potato.
Have a potato for old Aristotle there.
Have a potato.
Oh, be that Johnny Colorado there. Have a pint for old Johnny. Welcome to Dublin, and we're blessed to have you and the Jingles here in Ireland.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Hold on. Wait, what happened? What did I do wrong? Did I end a bit abruptly? What happened to my reverb? Is this the worst type? It's a Todd Glass Show. Hello? I'm not afraid to play with this sound effects machine over here no more. I used to be all scared and everything.
So edgy.
I don't give a fuck. I play with my... I put so much fucking reverb in, I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
Yeah, shut the fuck, right? I don't give a fuck. Chris Hardwick calls me on the phone. Hey, Todd, why don't you be careful with that reverb? I go, fuck yourself. I'll play you the goddamn reverb I want. And I still got a show on the Nerdist Network, because at the end of the day, and Chris Hardwick will tell you, you don't fuck with a man's reverb. I want all the reverb. What am I doing? Am I all right? If this is a nervous
necessary.
Is this necessary? Which is the name of my new touring group? No, I think it's necessary.
Hello.
Oh, I thought the other one was a lot of reverb. Whoa. Okay, you can take that reverb off, and I'll take this. There we go. Back to myself. What happened? Did I have a nervous breakdown and record it? No, I was gonna play. Oh, I thought I got out of that bit abruptly. There you go. I thought I got out of that bit abruptly, but I'm not afraid to breathe. Eric?
Yeah.
Well, I like to tease the listener to the... we have to come up with a better name than the Sirius Show. It's so tired of saying it that way. But that's what we both know what we mean when we say that. Mm-hmm. It's just to get all the issue stuff out of the way. But anyway, I still think if I make an attempt to do it, I can come up with a better name that I like saying. Like, I like saying we're coming to the barn. I don't want to say Sirius Show. It just sounds taking yourself too seriously.
Right.
How about Don't Take Yourself Too Seriously, the serious show where we don't take ourselves too seriously show?
It's a long
Do a jingle over. Like that, Joe. Huh? You're such a good with the jingles. Why don't you make a jingle about that? Why don't you make a jingle about the show today?
Oh, lyricist Joe.
Oh, lyricist Joe. Oh, I want you to do that character, but more stereo, like potato and a muffin.
Oh, welcome. Potato.
what is that?
Oh, that'd be me, grandma's shepherd's pie.
How about this? How about if we take you to Israel? Is that okay?
Oh, let's insult more people.
No, I thought it was a compliment.
No.
It's not? Well, yes, it is. It's an absurd exaggeration of a parody of a parody of a parody. So they would get it.
No, if anyone's upset with my Irish impression, come at me.
Well, because it's someone that's done no homework on a character. The potato! They're trying to fool everybody. But no, everyone knows. Oh, I stand by this satirization of the human language. And I also did when I recorded on my special, and I went, I did that because I think the people that speak that language have a sense of humor. And you know what language I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about us, the Beatles?
No, jolly, yeah. Good day.
What do people from India sound like?
No, that I won't do. I'll tell you why, because that's something that got... You know, maybe mine aren't too great either, but I was going to say, I bet if I wasn't on Fresh Air right now, I could explain the difference. And by the way, here's the great part. And you know, to George Carlin, give me 2 minutes and I will swear I'll be done my point. That you do automatically, your instincts go to defend, like, you know, like, and try to find a way to defend it. But you know what's a great feeling to go, you know what? It's all right if on the recording history of the podcast, I'm doing that, and then in the moment I have a realization, oh, yeah, I could see why not. I don't mind changing. Mm-hmm. It's all it takes, because at first I'm thinking, oh, wait, I hope there's a difference, and I'm trying to talk one out. I go, well, wait, if I won't do that, then why the fuck am I doing that? But tomorrow, when I'm not on Fresh Air.
But I agree with you that there is a difference. I just don't know why.
Exactly.
Oh, so I'm more welcome to be on the show then, is what you're saying. You'd like to have me and the whole crew back on the show.
So anyway, Eric, I'm so glad you didn't think I... Yeah, exactly. It's like, why? Why? And you know what the answer? But you know what's funny? Even if I'm wrong, it's okay. I think it's betting in the right direction. I think because it is wrong. I have a feeling it is wrong.
Well, I'll be going then.
That's my real laugh. You made me cackle. Wow. Because I keep ignoring you. And you're like, well, then I better.
I'll show myself the door. It's been a pleasure.
No, can I tell you something? I want you to stick around.
Oh, no.
I want you to stick around.
I
want you to stick around.
I couldn't bother.
No, you're a nice person.
I couldn't bother.
I love you. I think you're a great energy. You're a great energy. I know you say a lot of the stereotypical things, but I think you're good.
Oh, potatoes, Todd. Potatoes. Potatoes to that, Todd. Well, I say the things that a bad stereotype would say.
Yeah, but you know what?
I have a pint of Guinness to the thought of that. Potatoes.
Oh, there you go.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you and yours.
Thank you. And you're going to have potatoes?
Oh, we'll have so many potatoes.
What do you have? Just potatoes?
Well, mostly, yes, that's potatoes and potatoes.
And then will you have a... Is that true?
Some mash.
You'll put potatoes on potatoes?
We'll have a potato stuffed potato.
And what do you
my
put on...
Grandma,
you just
my
grandma... take a potato and dump we it
you, you dump a potato. Uh-oh. No, you don't even have to measure
so
the potatoes.
This is all you eat?
You don't, yes. You don't measure the potatoes. You just dump the potatoes. And then you add to diet soda. Or a guilt-free... or a non-alcoholic cider, if you will. A pint of it.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Oh my God.
We got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, no problem solved.
Oh, hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Hot diggity dog. Wow. Oh my God. Now look.
See?
Next time you want to boom, you got the zoom. Zam. Next time you want to zam, you boom. Damn. You boom, you kaboom. Oh.
Oh, I need a little reverb in my mind. I need a little less. I need a little less reverb in my mind. Oh, Jingle Joe.
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 Jingle Joe.
Oh, we appreciate you.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning.
We appreciate Jingle Joe some more. Jingle Joe.
Jingle Joe.
Oh, Jingle Joe.
Jingle Joe.
Jingle Joe.
Jingle Joe.
Jingle, jingle, Joe, jingle, 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 Joe.
And then one day he made a jingle,
and then he made that jingle in the middle of the road. Jingle Joe
made the show even better than before.
Jingle Joe, jingle Joe,
great jingles.
Jingle Joe. Then one day in the middle of the night, Jingle Joe got up and he went into the street. Jingle Joe, Jingle Joe.
His mama cried.
Jingle. If there's one thing she don't need, it's another great jingle from Joe, because that's all he has.
Jingle, Jingle Joe. Jingle Joe.
Jingle Joe.
Jingle Joe's so jealous we're so good at making music.
Yeah, well, I guess you just turn
okay,
on
okay, now let me hear the Curly Shuffle again.
Yeah, let me hear. Now let's see. Now let's see if that's as good. Now let's hear the Curly Shuffle. Compared to our song we just did and the energy we had. Now, look at this. Everybody, have a glass of acid wash jeans and listen to this song.
We don't like to fight and we don't like to scuffle, but we dance all night. Doing
and then to add to that, no bullshit. To add to this already god-awful song that only Paul F. Tompkins admitted. Okay, look, I'm sorry. I can't live in fear that he's going to listen to this show. This song is already... Now we had to hear this.
Well, me and my friends love Larry and and his fat clone Joe.
Hey, look at the ground, look at the ground.
To boogie and hustle, dancing all night, doing the Curly Show.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Eventually he would turn it off and then turn it back on. I'm not joking. Watch, I'll show you what he started to do.
Mini, me, 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 me.
Wise guy.
Oh, wise guy.
Never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the Curly Shuffle.
The Curly Shuffle. Wise guy, huh?
What does a sax solo have to do with the Three Stooges?
Well, they were known for their sax playing. Remember the one who used to play it and hit the other guy over the head with it? Mr. Rogers would be very disappointed.
That was the original Whiplash. The Three Stooges sketch.
Sure, you have to learn because you had to hit people in the head. I saw Whiplash, a movie where they had to hit the guy in the head with a symbol, Charlie Pride. That's the purpose of the movie.
Whiplash is just a Three Stooges movie.
Let me tell you something.
Play a bit of drum, knucklehead.
Poor Jeannie Most. I never looked at it from that point of view, but it's a little much. Maybe some of her stories I actually like. That one's a little much. It's not very hard. It doesn't really take. Has any. You know, it's not a big joke. I know. I'm glad you guys laughed because you laughed me on my bullshit. I wasn't being full of shit, but I think I meant it. What did I say?
He said it's not one big joke after we...
Well, that's what I mean. There's
like
the prostitute.
10 minutes talking
I think,
about
because
it.
I'll tell you why, because I'm on Fresh Air, and I know I said it a few times. I think there is an element of, you know, the difference between respecting somebody for whatever they want to do, and seriously, I mean that. And it might fall into that category, but the only reason I'm putting a little question mark, is there is sometimes a sexual doesn't always lead to somebody feeling the best about who they are. If they end up using some sexuality to sell something that innately doesn't feel good to them, if it does, then they're a winner. If it feels right, but if it makes you do something that you wouldn't want to do, but you know it helps business, so there's a sad element to it. I don't think you have to dig that deep to see that element of it.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to acknowledge it in the story.
Well, especially
look at her; she's a hot dog, and then she goes, "I got wieners for wieners." You know, come on here.
And they know the size of their audience where it's like, oh, this is the story you're sending to everyone right now. Like this.
Yeah, this is your
this
level
is your
with
big,
this
yeah,
is your this is all
your, this is your hot scoop.
This is, hey, I got the story on the lady selling hot dogs and a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a little bit more.
Meanwhile, someone's like at home with like their three kids like, I don't care.
It's one for the money, two for the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure, I sound like Elvis. No, I do. People are jealous, I guess. Is it funny? No. Well, I guess I. Well, because I know how to sing. I could sing. Is this singing?
Can you sing? Please.
Well,
sing.
Is this? Tell me if this is singing.
Yes. And
I don't know if I could sing. You tell me if this is singing, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
Just listen. Just please give it a chance, because I don't want to overextend myself. I'm gonna make everybody very proud and get ready to play it from the beginning. I couldn't even do that. That takes probably a tremendous amount of rhythm to really even scat like that. I get it. I don't want people to think I'm a loose cannon. But all I'm saying, I get it. I get it. People are very proud of me right now. And I'm saying, yes, I get it. Even at that, I listen to the ups and the downs and with the music and where you come in. I'm saying if I was going to fake it, I'm going to be horrible at what I do. I'm never going to be able to do beautiful music like them. But if I want to come the closest... If I wanted to come the closest to singing, and then, but it had to be singing if it was this, I think maybe I wouldn't be good like this. But, I mean, I'm telling you, I would be very pitchy. There would not be the flow that this guy has. But if I – let me just listen to it and think if I could maybe mimic it better than traditional singing. Can I just listen to it? And I'm going to imagine me doing it, even a shitty version of it. Let me hear it. This is the part I think I could do. This is the part I'm not going to lie, I think I could maybe do. Not the other parts, but listen to this. Start it from the beginning. I'll tell you the part I think I might be able to do. No disrespect to this musician. I think maybe. I'm not even positive. I'm not positive. This part.
Alright, let's hear you.
Can I get some reverb? And we don't have a drummer. I'll do it next week. No, sorry, I can't do it without the drummer. Eric, you motherfucker. Not Eric, Duncan, because you called me on my bullshit. You're right. I go, we'll do it next week, because I realized I couldn't. Well, I just, as soon as I said, put the reverb on, like, who am I fooling? I said, I don't want to be disrespectful to it. Put in some reverb. Okay, play it from the beginning. I'll sing along with it. I'll do the best I can. Try.
Well, then, when are you going to start singing, Todd? It's still the recording.
It is me.
Oh, you're singing along with it?
Oh, you'll be sure this is me. Sure, I know the words. Are you going to have the nerve? Start it from the beginning. Are you going to have the nerve to go, Todd, you're not even close to sounding like this? Start it from the beginning. Be honest with me.
Todd, you don't even, it's not even 5% of this. Am I close at all?
No, you're basically the same thing. Like,
well, he's actually singing his tribal language.
Is that true?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Don't make me feel like an idiot. I just had some... I got some editing to do.
His tribal.
I got some editing to do. Ba-ba-boo.
Bazinga.
Bazingi-gingi-gingi-gungi-gungi.
Trademark.
Wow, we got to go in for the clothes. Oh, we have delicious wings coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. We got them extra crispy. You got, let me tell you something. If you can figure out a way when you get, look, we're not saying it's healthy. This is not the point of this piece of advice. But if you're going to get wings from Domino's and you can figure out a way to ask them nicely to, like, extra, extra, like, crazy amount, they end up better every time you get them. They're just, you're going to go, he's fucking right. Excuse my language. I'm trying to do a clean show. No cursing. Do you know this show? We didn't curse at all.
Wow.
Go think about it. Think about it. We didn't have one curse this show. By the way, that there's nothing more fun than doing that. And that's scatting. Oh, by the way, on a serious note, to George Carlin, did mine sound good at all?
You were perfect.
Duncan, shut up.
No, I'm the Simon Cowell
of
the show.
I'm not sick.
People say I'm the Simon Cowell of the show. I have the harshest opinion, but that was beautiful.
Well, me. I don't know if it's beautiful, but you know what? Who am I to argue? You have a trained ear, listeners. He said it was something. Wow. I'm at peace. I'm
in a state of grace.
I'm in a state of grace. And I'll tell you, if I wouldn't have heard that, thank you very much. Who started applauding? John, you're always there with a fun joke. You're always there. When we need you the most, you show up. Sure, you might. This is Andy Kindler if he filled in for me. Sure, you might. Doze off for an hour, but when you give a bazingi, it's a real bazangi. Sure, you might sometimes play two over another, but when you're not doing that, you're certainly doing this.
Free speech.
Free speech. Free speech. I know how lonely life can be. Two shadows hanging over me. Yeah, I guess I say a single just like Elvis. No, that's what they say. I don't say it because I don't give a shit. By the way, I remember going to Vegas one time. You talk about a wow, fucking crazy weekend in Vegas. It's
wait, just, what happened? What happened? Tell me.
Where?
In Vegas. You're about to tell a Vegas story.
What? What are you talking about?
Huh?
You said you went to Vegas.
Who? Did somebody talk about Vegas?
Wait,
no, I didn't hear anybody talk about Vegas.
What?
Did you hear anybody talk about Vegas? Did you hear anybody talk about Vegas?
Now
listen, I don't know why I would lie, but I didn't hear anybody talk about Vegas. Did you hear anybody talk about Vegas?
No, I didn't hear anyone.
Nobody talking about Vegas.
Maybe that's my mistake. Yeah.
No, oh, wait, I don't remember.
No, but
Vegas is fun, though.
John and I did just go to Vegas. John, did you want to say it or should I say it? Like,
that was my first time to Vegas.
It was so... I can't believe I met you guys in Vegas because I showed up on Thursday.
They were
on Wednesday. We had the most fun we ever had on entire
lives. Why? What happened?
Where?
I mean...
Well, in Vegas, you said...
Whatever happened.
What happened?
Why do you... Did you feel it? Did you hear like something happens in Vegas?
Why?
Be honest with me.
Yeah, nothing...
I don't know what happens in
nothing
Vegas.
Nothing happens
that's why
in Vegas.
Well, that's the problem is there
there's
isn't
not,
anything.
If there was something that happened, I would tell you because think about it. Why wouldn't Vegas. I want to tell you if something happened in Vegas? How would it benefit me by acting like nothing happened?
Well, then why did you go?
That's a good point.
Why would you go to Vegas?
Why would you go as well? There's a million reasons to go.
Yeah, that's the question. What are the reasons? Like, what happens there?
No, I know there's...
Oh, happens, though.
The Golden Corral.
Yeah.
I think there's a buffet there.
Yeah, but that's...
That's what mad. Some people say it closed, or it's at least a dirty one.
That's on the way there.
They said it's not even a clean one. You know how there's Golden Corrals? They're all not great.
You said
some...
that was in Victorville.
Yeah, it's in Victorville. That's right. We're talking Victorville.
We can talk Victorville all day. What do you want to know about Victorville?
Yeah, Victorville. We're funny people.
No, we have something special to offer the American people. You know what? Seriously, I think you have a great talent for scatting. Why don't you scat on out of here? Hey.
It's one for the money, wow. One for the show.
Three to get rolling now. Hook, lock, licking. I was at a state of grace. Let me tell you something. I'm going to go back to that state of grace because I was truly there a few minutes ago. To George Carlin, and I wouldn't have known that phrase. I would have just known it as a con. But I love having that phrase to say because it you just know when it's applicable, And it doesn't mean you're relaxed. It's a past that you're at a calm, really about as centered as you can possibly be. Even if in that moment, it doesn't mean an hour from now something won't happen. But at that moment,
it's an accepting of the things around you.
And it is, and it's, it, and
it's existing.
And you know what? I'm going to go one step further and go, I think there's something more, and that's why maybe I talk about when I have it, when I, you know, talk about it. I think the best thing to do is to always to appreciate it and just to be aware of it, because then it can't be a bad thing. I don't even have to be able to explain why, but obviously any moron knows what I'm talking about. So why should I even say it? I try to rationalize that I forgot where I was
just,
at.
Yeah, being a philosophical bully.
Any fucking pile of shit
you
read my
it.
Book can fucking know.
Here.
What?
I think the food's is? Here.
Well, guess what? Let's close the show. We're gonna eat some chicken wings.
But not
we
me, had some of it.
He got a bit. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs. It was truly was. It was silly. It was happy. It was the best after show in the world. Johnny Colorado stopped on by.
Hello!
Johnny Colorado stopped on by.
At Puppet Colorado on Twitter.
Johnny Colorado! It's the after show. We're saying
goodbye.
Don't we have a goodbye
song
to play?
1, 2, 3.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
See you again.
Goodbye, my friends.
You can go on.
Goodbye,
we had so much fun. Eric Olsen was here, and then bling, bling, blong, bling.
Todd Glass was here also. He had
stomp your feet.
Stomp your feet.
Shake your body.
Shake your body.
Stand still.
Stand still.
Okay.
Okay.
Stomp your feet.
Stomp your feet.
Turn left.
Turn left, everybody. Do it.
Turn right.
Turn right. Look, are you doing it?
1, 2, 3.
Seriously,
four.
I really would appreciate if you did it.
I see you again.
Come on, do it in your house. Stomp around.
Goodbye. Goodbye. See you, my friend.
All you have to do during this part is stomp.
Goodbye, goodbye. I had fun today.
Oh, how can you not have fun?
I have fun today.
That's right. So the doctor just said you listened to the Todd Glass Show. What? That's a fucking compliment.
Goodbye. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. Thank you. you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.